this one. It's a unicorn.
Never fucking fuck with a fucking fucked up fucker. That doesn't give a fucking fuck. Now go out and fucking spread this fucking fuckery, motherfucker. Fuck.
Personally, I mean, we've had some guests on. We've had some guests on the last couple weeks, so I haven't really talked to you guys. It's been weird. It's been fucking weird. It's like people invaded my therapy sessions. But no, it's a pleasure having the guests on the last couple weeks. Oreo, Scotch, and AG. Thank you guys for coming on. You're welcome anytime. It doesn't fucking matter. If we have the time, we will do the crime. Or whatever the saying is. But it's been almost a month now. I haven't talked to you guys face to face, just you and me. My birthday happened. We'll give a birthday shout out to Sarah the Witch. And a 3-6 Mafia. My birthday, Courtney Ross's come birthday, on, and she is owner / bud tender at Mr. Nice Guy's, the Green Room. Shaquille O'Neal, Bubba motherfucking Sparks, and all the motherfucking kings and queens, and Deans. I don't know what they would call themselves.
I want to kill the unicorn.
But to anybody out there that was born on, that was born on March 6th, praise be Allah. You are a gift from God. Why does this sound so fucking weird? You're a gift from God. And don't let anybody tell you any different, all right? Crawl up to your speaker and let me tell you something. If you aren't born on March 6th, you are part of the 3-6 Mafia. And anybody that was born that day on any fucking year is a fucking gem. You know, I'm gonna put my cool guy's glasses on for this shit. They're a fucking gem. And if the world is beating you down and trying to crawl under your skin and try and fuck you in the ass with no fucking lube, just remember you're 3-6 Mafia, baby. And we shall inherit the earth. It's in the fucking Bible. I swear to God. I swear to God. Oh, I got my Limp Bizkit hat on today. I'm in desperate need of a haircut, but my hairstylist did not come. She was not feeling good last week, so now I'm waiting for the. I was gonna wait to do the podcast till I got a haircut, but fuck it. I don't have time for that this week. I got a lot of shit going on. I'm supposed to be in the green room tonight. I'm not there. I chose to do the podcast. I don't know. I got a lot of shit going on. And this is really the only day that I had to take the time to shoot is a podcast. So here I am. I'm sorry, Green Room. You know, I try to make it up there a lot, but Larissa, you know, sometimes, yeah, you ever feel just like you just need to block out the world for a while because, I don't know, because maybe you just don't feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. When I do a lot of social things, and everybody knows I'm a social butterfly and this and that, but you know, I think we've talked about this before. I tend to shut down. I don't know why. There's no explanation for it. I don't know if I can switch it off and on. I've tried, but no success. But and I guess that probably makes people feel alienated from me, or like I don't give a fuck or none of that. But guys, I give a shit. I give a shit. It's just my own brain getting inside my own head. And I'm just, you know, I've grown enough to admit it, to talk about it. It's not easy to talk about because I just don't feel like anybody understands. And everybody might understand. But just because you say, oh, I understand, everybody, people understand this and this and that, that doesn't mean your head is comprehending that, if that makes any sense at all. And I'm not, you know, I get it. I just get in these things where I just feel like everyone would just be better off if I take a break from everybody for a while or this and that. And it's not a thought I can control. It just happens, right? But then once I get out, and then I'm fine, right? Because then I have to put on, I know when to switch that off and on. Because when I go out, I'm not there to depress people, so no one's going to fucking listen to my shit anyway. Who the fuck wants to hear somebody else's fucking depression problems when you're out partying? You take that back home. Or on the phone or something, you know. I'm there for my friends and shit, and I'm not saying, you know, unless it's an extreme emergency and you really need to talk to me and we're going to have a drink, I get it, but I'm not just going to go up to wherever, a bar or the green room or wherever the fuck, and just start dumping my fucking problems. That's just not who I am. I'm not built that way. And if you're built that way, that's fine. That's who you are. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying, you know, maybe it's seasonal depression. I don't know. Could be chain of events. Could be any. Could be a lot of shit. But I know how to. I know. All I know is when these things happen, just know I love you all. I'm not hiding or nothing. I just need. I don't know what it is. I just need time to figure it out. I'm not saying don't text me or call me or da 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 da. I'm just saying if you just don't see me out as much, if you just don't hear me, you know. I mean, it seems like lately is a struggle for me. And this happens a lot in the last, and we're going on 3 years of this podcast, three, I think it's 3 years now in next month. And there's many, many times where, this time, for instance, I knew if I didn't do the podcast today, it would not have gotten done. And then I'm cheating everybody out of a fucking episode. And I've only done that twice. And that was for Christmas and that was for my birthday. So I still strap myself up. I come on here, you know. I didn't want. There's weeks like today. I didn't want to do it. I was like, oh my, I don't even feel like anybody's gonna relate to anything I say. For one, I haven't been on personally talking to myself in 3 weeks. I've had guests. I got comfortable with that, and I'm not saying that's the issue. I'm just saying I'm getting back in the groove. I was kind of like, oh man, they're not. And every time I do this podcast for the last 3 years, every week, every day, every episode, no matter who's on or if it's just me, I have this feeling like I'm not going to entertain everybody. And it's the same way as I was talking about when I'm being social. It's the same mind thought, things I can't control. It's just things that I think. You know what I mean? And I don't want everybody to start texting me and calling me and saying, do you need something? Do you need to talk? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just letting this out. I'm letting this out because I feel like I need to talk about it. And this is where I talk about my things. We haven't seen each other in a while. People are probably wondering where I'm at because after my birthday, I kind of... And I should have gone tonight to the green room. I should go to Wednesday nights, the movie nights, and this and that. That's my home. That's my other home. I love those people. But sometimes I just don't feel it. You know, and sometimes when you don't feel it, then you end up in a bad mood. Man, I'm not thinking I'm going to be in a bad mood or anything, but I'm just saying in general, you know. I went out a few times for my birthday. Still didn't feel comfortable. Not that I didn't feel comfortable. I don't know. It's really, I mean, maybe I'm not explaining it right, but maybe a lot of you go through the same thing. You know what I mean? You just go through this thing. A lot of people don't like to be alone. Some people are the opposite, right? They can't be alone. Which is fine too. I mean, whatever gets you through the downs of, and I don't mean that wasn't a Down syndrome joke, but what I'm saying, the downs of life. If you need to get away, if you need people around you, if you, whatever you got to do, do it. Cause that's the only way you're going to get it figured out. I guess I'm just talking about this because, you know, like I feel guilty. I feel guilty for thinking, maybe I'm not going to do the podcast. What the fuck am I going to do? Am I going to entertain somebody? What the fuck is going on here? I'm not always entertaining. I get it. But that's where I've been at lately, I guess. And people shouldn't take that personal, you know, and some people do. And I'm telling you here right now, if you guys would, half of my friends would listen to my podcast, they'd understand my life a little more. But the friends that do listen to my podcast, they get it. I mean, come on, it's splat. He disappears and then he pops up for a while and then. I just think that lately in my brain, and I'm trying to get through it and fix it, and there's nobody that can talk to me or blah, 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 blah. It's something I'm trying to figure out, right? Yeah, and it's getting in my own head. I don't, when I go out to party, I get a little extreme. And then I feel like, you know, people are just like, oh, God, here comes Splat. He's going to be fucking a mess again or this or that, you know? And I just feel like, people need breaks from me because I am a lot, you know. I think a lot of people know that, and maybe they appreciate that I disappear for a while, and they don't have to hear my bullshit. I don't know. All I know is it's been happening my whole life, and I've just learned how to manage it or deal with it. And that's basically, let me do what I got to do. And I appreciate everybody that understands that. And there's nothing wrong with doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. Remember that. I know it's Bitches Month this month. Happy Bitches Month to all the bitches and hoes and those out there. No, the those, you don't even get it. Right? The trans people, this isn't the trans ladies. I saw this thing with what's the Bud Light trans lady, Dylan Duvalny, Mavalny, Chavalny, whatever the fuck that thing's name is. She is taking pictures with all these powerful women or these women. I forget who it was. It was a big name. And happy Women's Month, shut the fuck up and go sit down and hopefully on your fucking balls, because this ain't about you. Sorry, trans people. I love the trans community, the ones that aren't fucking dumb fucks. I love the gay community, the ones that aren't the dumb fucks. I love the straight community, the ones that aren't dumb fucks. If you're not a dumb fuck, I'm for you. But when you start trampling on Women's Month, I think we talked about this, like, I forget when it was, Women's Mental Health Month or whatever the fuck it was. The thing is, what I'm saying here is the trans community likes to jump on everybody else's rights bandwagon, and that's not what it is. You got to fight for your own shit, man. You have a trans month. I think it was like November or October or December or one of these months, because I just went off about this before. You have your month, right? When it was Men's Health Month, shut the fuck up, shut your mouth, and we get that month, right? You guys get all your shit in June. That was the one you guys picked, or whoever the fuck magic person picked these months. Yours is fucking June. You're in the LGBTQCS plus minus 7. So why you guys dip your fucking faces in fucking everything is I don't understand it. And it's not that you don't have the right to. It's that you're doing it to be an agitator. And I'm not talking about all of you. Not all the trans people or gay people or straight people or whatever people. Just shut the fuck up and be who you are. You want to fight for rights? You fight for your rights. You want your month? You celebrate it in June and you leave Women's Month or whatever day or whatever the fuck it is, and you leave it the fuck alone. You have a dick and balls, you go in the men's bathroom. You have a coochie, you fucking go in the women's bathroom. It's not that fucking hard, people. And I'm tired of seeing all these fucking videos and hearing people fucking talk about what's a man, what's a woman. Be whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. Biology and science tells me there's two. If you want to argue that, you're arguing with yourself, because I don't give a fuck. I'm a man. I feel like a man. I like manly shit. I like, sometimes I like the gay shit or whatever. Women shit, feminine shit. There's some cool shit. Just do whatever the fuck you want. But quit shitting in people's faces and putting your assholes in people's fucking faces, figuratively and literally, about who you are and how we should respect this and respect that. Fuck you. I don't have to respect anybody. I don't give a fuck if you're close to me or far away from me. Who you are, I don't have to respect shit. If I feel like I think you're a man, I might do it. It might be an accident. But you guys get the fucking way your panties all in a bunch. All these fucking videos, you don't think you're setting yourself up to look like a fucking bitch when you're going up in a restaurant and they're like, sorry, sir, something. Are you fucking disrespecting? I just saw one in the airport. Are you fucking disrespecting me by calling me sir? Blah, blah, blah. Just fucking. He said, sir, get on with your fucking day. Shut the fuck up. For God's sakes. No one's disrespecting you. And if they are, grow a fucking thick skin like you claim you guys have and fucking move on with your day. It's not that fucking hard. If you feel like you're getting disrespected, do like every other fucko in this planet and go to fucking X or Facebook or Instagram and let out your grievances. Because these videos of you just agitating, yeah, I said it, you're a fucking agitator. And if anybody wants to cancel me, cancel me. There's nothing to fucking cancel. I'm for everybody to do whatever the fuck they want, but when you're shoving it and fucking acting like you're somebody because you're a fucking trans or gay or straight or whoever the fuck you are, and you start making these fucking videos where, I mean, it's ma'am, it's me, I don't give a fuck. Put me in one of them motherfuckers. Put me in one of those fucking videos so I can fucking shit on your day like you just shit on mine. You don't want to be called sir? Talk a little higher, you fucking pansy. Yeah, am I allowed to say that? You can't go up in the fucking anywhere, restaurant or whatever the fuck, airport, and be like, hey, pal, you got to call me ma'am, okay? It's ma'am. No, the fuck it ain't. Sir? No, it ain't. Elections are coming, so they're going to be pandering to this shit. We want three bathrooms. Unfortunately, they have the right to go in whatever bathroom they want. There's no law that says a man can't go into a woman's bathroom, and there's no law that says a woman can go into a men's restroom. We think there is, but there's not. There is not. When you have a fucking country full of fucking, we're getting run by a bunch of fucking pedophiles, the laws are not going to favor the children. Like trans people, there was a story I just read. This lady, God knows what was going on. I don't know if he was shaving his face, his ball sack. But she said she walked into a Planet Fitness. This guy is shaving in the locker room, and he claims that he's LGBTQ plus C minus 5, whatever. I tried to be understanding, and most of you guys don't cause any trouble. You're not agitators, but it's these people that are, why are you shaving in a women girl's bathroom? And there's kids. There's a this lady claims. Now, a lot of this might be to get fucking some shit riled up. Because, you know, the straight people, you guys know, have been to rile shit up with some bullshit. Like the dude with the big titties in Canada. He wasn't even trans, right? He was just trying to get a paycheck or whatever the fuck you guys are doing. Whatever, you know what? Whatever the fuck you guys are doing, stop it. And that goes for straight, too. You guys are fucking dumb. And again, I'll back up what I always say. I'm not an ally for anybody. I'm not an ally for no groups. No groups, no this or that, or straight people, gay people. I'm not an ally for none of you motherfuckers. So if you think that I am, you're sadly fucking mistaken. Because everything that I just named up, all these fucking communities that seem to fucking run their fucking dick feeders, you guys seem to not figure it out. And people out there listening, figure it out. Become an individualist, because an individualist is happy because they only see what's in front of their fucking face. They don't have to follow a mass of fucking people with fucking of high percentage or low percentage, mostly high percentage on both sides, of fucking weirdos, wackos, and fucking dumb fucks that ruin it for everybody else. Why are you going off on the trans people? I'm not going off on the trans people. I'm going off on a certain TikTok clout trying to get likes and yelling at customer servers and bartenders and airport guys and women and whoever. Because you seem to think that we need to fucking have to show you some fucking respect. But in turn, by doing what you're doing is showing me disrespect by yelling in my fucking face because you don't know who the fuck I am. Right? I'm supposed to fucking know your pronouns and this and fucking that, but do you know who the fuck I am? I'm a man that doesn't give a fuck about your fucking feelings, about your pronouns, about if you're straight, gay, fucking queer, whatever the fuck. And a man that doesn't give a fuck is the most dangerous one of them all. Now, personally, no one's ever came up to me and said, you better fucking tell me my pronouns. You better... And I wouldn't hit them. I wouldn't get violent. I would just go, your pronouns are stupid. I don't give a fuck what you are. But right now, I see who you are. And that's the only thing I need to fucking know. Now, sir, get the fuck out of my way. That's how I'm going to handle it. And I hope you put it on your little TikTok videos. I've been the villain my whole goddamn life. If you think a video, a TikTok, Instagram video is going to hurt my feelings where I look like the victim and you look like a fucking oppressed fucking trans gay straight person.
Tired of it. Tired. I'm tired of you instigators, you agitators of all fucking sides. It's disgusting. And I know that the elections are coming up and the agitating is going to ramp up just a little bit. Just a lot of bit. But let's just stop it. You guys out there making these videos and yelling at people's faces that they need to respect you. Stop. Look in your mirror and think about who you are before you start asking people for respect. You got to show some. Listen to me real close. All you straights, gays, trans, queers, the rest of the list, theys, bros, hoes, and those. I'm just going to put it out there like that. Okay? It's this simple. So simple. So. I think we aren't figuring these things out because we're lazy. We're lazy, and if the people don't show us how to figure this out, if the government, whoever, the people pulling these strings here, if they don't tell you how to figure it out, you can't figure it out. I guess is what I'm trying to say here. But just because you're a percentage of a community doesn't mean I hate your whole community. This is what we need to fucking understand. Because that's what the emails and whatever messages that I'm going to get.
Did you just call our community fucking retards? Blah, 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 blah.
Shut up. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Well, splat, the LGBTQ community has violence and suicides and... Oh, we need to respect their fucking... So every fucking community has it.
Don't think that you're fucking special just because some fucking queer kid or some trans kid killed themselves over depression or because they couldn't tell people who they are. That happens with straight people, gay people, trans people, queer people, black people, white people, yellow people. You see what I'm saying here?
And it's high in the trans community. I'll tell you why it's high, because you've heightened the fucking agitation. You've heightened it. We are no longer telling kids that you should feel comfortable about who you are. We are now forcing them and using that and telling them who they are. By thinking we're being progressive and inclusive and blasé, blasé. And I bet you some of these trans kids tried to be trans because they wanted to be cool in front of you fucking progressive parents. Or you pushed it on them. Same with religion. Kids kill themselves over religion. You know why? Because priests are fucking touching them. Are they gay? Are they trans? I don't want to hear this shit no more. From any community, anybody. I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses anymore. This is bullshit. And it just so happens to be trans, a famous... It's funny how in so many fucking years, the percentage of trans people went way over 100%. And if you... Okay, we'll go by your logic. If there's that many trans people that are out now, not that you're trying to make it a fucking thing like hip-hop music or country music or rock and roll music. You're trying to make it cool so kids will go do it. And then when they fucking do it and they're 13 or 12 or 14 years old and you got them cutting off their fucking dicks and puberty blockers and all this other fucking bullshit, they end up committing suicide because they were going to regression.
not saying this is every case here, so don't fucking turn this shit around on your fucking dumb fucking messages to me. Because what I'm saying is the truth, and that's the fucking problem. That's why I'm going to get all kind of fucking hate shit, because it's the truth, and everybody out there knows they hate the truth. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry if I'm not funny today. I don't give a fuck today. I just. I'm back, bitches. I'm back, bitches. Like, shit, I wish you guys are like, shit, I wish you had a guess. I'd shut the fuck up, man. But what are you gonna do, man? It's a sad world we live in. It isn't sad. I guess I shouldn't be saying that because it's not sad. It's not a sad world we live in. The sad part is that we have no desire to fucking correct it. We have no desire to correct the path that we are as humanity, as a human species. We do not know how to correct feuding, anger. The problem is a society has suppressed angry and violent behavior in our society so much that it has been stuffed down and hidden like porn or sexual stuff. It's going to happen too. It is happening. All this is happening. As a society, we've hidden it and stuffed it down and pretended like it didn't exist. And now that it fucking exists, now that it exists, we're like, what's going on? The world's going crazy. No, this is human nature. Violence. Is it all about violence? No, but there is a part of us that are violent. I don't give a fuck how nice you are. You have a fucking switch. You have a breaking point. And if that breaking point ever breaks, maybe not with some people, but if it does, violence. If you're backed in a corner, violence. Fight or flight, violence. The fact that we try to pretend like it, all these things that happen isn't a part of nature, right? Look at violence in nature. We just sit there, we watch it on TV and go, ooh, that's interesting. Well, look at that. Well, look at those two lions fucking killing each other. Well, that's pretty goddamn cool. I can't believe they got that on camera. But you see two humans doing it. Well, splat, we were evolved better than the animals. No, we haven't. These animals are fucking 100 times smarter than we are. Believe me when I fucking tell you. Look at, we are devolving. We are devolving. We think just because we have these gadgets, these microphones, these cell phones, these Wi-Fi, which is ridiculous. This is how dumb we are. We have nuclear missiles on public Wi-Fi connections. Well, let that soak in for a minute. Let that soak in for a fucking minute. So if any sudden weird shit happens with the Wi-Fi, it could trigger off these fucking missiles, right? Cat Williams tried to tell you, and I believe it was him. He said it. He mentioned it on one of these podcasts. And he's right. It's true. It's true. And the fact that that's a fact is disgusting. The fall of the humans, well, at least the American Empire, is happening. But the fall of humanity is also happening. Now, whether it be nuclear war, whether it be an asteroid hits the Earth, I believe that we are going to go back into the Dark Ages. We are going to, you know, if you think about it, it explains the Ice Age, and we know that it killed the fucking dinosaurs, quote unquote, supposedly. We don't know what happened. We are theorizing, and the people think that they know all these things. I hate to burst your bubble, but we're only taking your word for it. Be honest with you. We're only taking your word for it because even you don't know what it was like back then. You can only speculate and theorize what happened. The fact that we think that it's gospel, well, that word right there will tell you. I think we're heading for another Dark Ages. All the technology will be lost. We'll be sitting there eating each other. Things will go awry, of course. Of course they will. And the shortage of water is what I understand. That's a thing we need to be working on, right? We know there's going to be a shortage of water at some point in human existence. So all this money we're spending on putting cancer into food, drinks, promoting non-healthy lifestyles, feeding us pills, drugs, whatever puts money in your pocket. And we take all of those things, right? And we take Ukraine. Mm-hmm. All this worthless money, quote unquote money. And why don't we do a little hardcore planning on extracting, and I'm sure they have it, I know they have it, extracting the salt from the water so it's drinkable, you know, salt water, ocean water. You're telling me they don't have a fucking thing for that to make that happen? That's where they're going to get you. When our lakes and our drinkable waters have run out, they're going to be in control, right? It's just like with our credit cards. Everything's going cashless, right? And pretty soon we're going to have a social credit score, a social da-da-da, and that's where the government basically is going to say, here's everything you need. Be happy with it. They're going to own your property. You're going to own your everything. So you're going to have this little card. You're going to have this little card, and they're going to be in control of your funds. And if you fuck up in any little way, or they could do it to all of us at one time, just like the COVID. If the COVID happens during this, this is what's going to happen. They're going to shut down your bank account. They're going to cock block you out of your own money. And this is coming, folks. This is the future. This is the future the kids are laughing about. These old people don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Do you get outside swearing or smoking a cigarette or laughing with your friends and they fine you for it and put it against your social score? Now, when your social score gets to a certain point, you can't get drinks in a bar. You can't buy groceries. You can't do anything. But think about that. I think they have this in China or one of these North Korea entities. You have a social credit score. And to me, that is a scary fucking thing, man. That is a scary fucking thing to think about. To think about how somebody, and we're halfway there, how somebody could have that much control of your life. To have that much control of your life, and we let it happen. That's right. We are so worried about still what happened on January 6th, 2021. We're not worried about our homeless. We let the immigrations come in, the immigrations, newcomers, the illegal newcomers. So I was talking to somebody, like, they're called newcomers now. They're called newcomers, Splatby. You got to show some respect, buddy. And I go, look, you're right. You're right. They're not migrants or whatever anymore. They're illegal newcomers. See? I can be progressive. I can be inclusive. I could be Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. A little inside joke there, but anyway. So I don't know, folks. I don't know. We're not going to fucking make it as fucking human beings. We're not going to fucking make it very far. Although at one time in history, there was about 7,000 of us that existed. And we turned that around, so maybe that can happen again. Who knows? Who knows? We can only hope. We can only hope. What kind of time we got going here? Okay, we got plenty of time. What else we got to talk about we haven't talked in a while? Of course, Trump doing his fucking thing. Biden doing his thinking. Trump said Bud Bath Splat. Oh, my God. He said what? He's going to be a dictator, Splat. Splat, he's going to dictate us. He's going to put us in concentration camps. What else is he going to do? He's going to kill all the Jews and the blacks. And what else is he going to do? He's going to steal our money and dictate us just like the rest of them countries. Okay. But you know he was president before that didn't happen and when you said that was going to happen. Well, he did make a lot of laws and stopped a lot of these newcomers from coming in the country.
Yes, the illegal newcomers. And I'm sure when he said bloodbath, I'm sure it was all you heard was bloodbath, just like eight years ago, when he was running for president. And he said illegal Mexicans, and all you guys heard was, I hate Mexicans. Very laughable. Not what he said. And I'm sure if I go back and look at this blood, I only heard the bloodbath, just that clip. But I'm sure if I go back and I listen to that clip, it's not going to be what you said it was. From my understanding, it was about the auto industry or some shit. I don't know. Something about, I don't know, somebody was explaining it. Something about jobs going to China or Mexico or something like that, and he's like, it's gonna be a bloodbath. I don't fucking know. I don't want to misquote. I don't want to rock any boats here. But the problem is, folks, is I'm getting older, and I think as I'm getting older, I'm getting crankier. Like, get off my goddamn lawn. I said, get off my lawn, kids. But the thing is, I've been like this my whole life, so I must be a grumpy old man my whole life. And speaking of old men, my birthday was amazing. I was up at the green room a couple days before my birthday. Nether Friends was there, Blake Rules, the closer of the comedians was Roderick McDaniels, or Daniels, I don't know if I got, sorry Roderick, I'm high right now, but we're going to have him on soon, hopefully. I've asked him to come on, he's real busy on tour. Go check out his, he's got a special on YouTube, can't remember what it's called, sorry buddy, I'm high and my phone is dead.
so I apologize. I can't really promote as much as I can for you, bud. Coach Silky on Instagram. Check him out. So that was a nice surprise. Another friends, shout out to my boy. Another friends, shout out to Blake Rules. They're always up over Friday at the Tokes and Jokes. They got new albums out. They put albums out every Friday. They're coming out with a new television series, I guess. And Blake Rules' birthday party is this Saturday at the Green Room, Mr. Nice Guys, 13201 Pond Springs Road. And I think they're going to debut it there and do some music and stuff like that. Go check it out. Say happy birthday to Blake. Should be fun time.
Should be a fun time.
So they play my another friend's. Of course, he's a... Go check him out. And they also have kids' trap music. I think the new one's out. Farts, volume 6 or 4 or something like that. Sorry, guys. I suck at promoting things. I just like to tell people what I like. Another friends played my both of my favorite songs, Curse, Terps, and Titties. I can't. My phone's fucking dead. Terps and Titties. I like Terps and Titties. And eat a piece of fruit, you piece of shit. One of my all-time, he did it. But Blake Rules, my man, my guy, my dude, played my favorite kids trap song. Normally he does like dinosaurs or pizza or some shit like that, but he did it. Thank you, sir. I want to say thank you for singing Puppies. That was a real treat. I loved it. Thank you. And I think he did it at Courtney's, too. Courtney's birthday was a few days at the same place. So it was a lot of green room birthday green rooms. So we had three of them in a row. We had Sarah the Witch, Dina, and then myself. And then we went to see Denim and Little Strangers downtown in the middle of fucking South by Southwest. I proceeded to eat some fungi. Lots of fungi.
Indict the motherfucker.
Got blottoed. Just shroomed out. Came home at the end of the night, and I'm still going pretty good. I'm kind of just like, I just need to lay down for a second. So I lay down on my bed. I put on the new Andre 3000 album. Now, previous to that, if you listen to it, it's not, you know, sorry, Miss Jackson, it's not that type of shit. It's like I was explaining to, I think, AG or somebody. It was like at the mall, right? I used to work at the mall. And anybody out there that remembers malls, we'd always see this Indian guy come in, set up shop in the middle of the mall, right? Little fake tree, little tambourine and a bongo. He would do all these things, but then he would like have a pan flute. I think South Park even made a fucking episode about the pan fluters, pan flutes, I think it's called. And he would talk like this, and I play pan flute for you. Everybody stop what they're doing and respect my ancestors. And then, that's what it kind of reminded me of. But let me tell you this, man. Andre 3000's new album on shrooms made total sense. All you got to do is read the fucking title, which is like a paragraph. But if you read the title of the song and then close your eyes or whatever, look in the sky, whatever... It made total sense to me. Made total fucking sense to me. So thank you, Andre 3000. Now I get it. Now I understand why you put that album out. You straight up had to be on fucking shroomies when you made that album. For sure. So yeah, that was actually my birthday evening or morning. Then I proceeded to enjoy my day off of work because I knew if I didn't take that day off, I'd be hungover. I was. And that was it. I really haven't done much since then, except for saw Jim Norton on a Friday, which was tremendous. I saw him back in like 2007. I can't remember. It was when Monster Rain was out. He autographed my DVD play or DVD cover. I think it was at the Playhouse Theater in Cleveland, Ohio. And man, he is still funny. He doesn't give a fuck either. I love it. That's what I love about him. You know, he's got a trans wife, and he doesn't give a fuck what you think about it. So yeah, that was amazing. Went up there with Miss Michaels, Kelly, my niece, and her husband Eric. That was our last stand at the Comedy Mothership, because went to Kelly's house on Sunday before they left to move to Ohio. Yeah, I know. It's sad, sucks, but I can't be selfish with my own personal feelings and needs, and you know, she wants to be with her kids and her family, her moms and her pops are getting older. She wants to be with her brothers and sisters and whatnot, and I don't blame you, them, anybody. I don't blame anybody for doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Sad? Am I sad? Sure, but who wouldn't be? These are the greatest people on this fucking planet. They're the reason I'm here in Austin, Texas. Now, some of you might be cursing them that they brought me here and then dipped out. Or some of you might be cheering them like, thank you. And that's probably like two people. Let's be honest. They're the reason I moved to Texas. That was one of the greatest things, if not the greatest move I ever made in my life. Probably the second greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life, besides my daughter being born. But moving to Texas has to be one of the greatest things that ever happened. But I'm going to miss them. I love you guys. I know you listen to the show sometimes, but you probably haven't had time. But I love you guys. I'm going to miss the fuck out of you guys. Hopefully you come down to visit. I'll be up to visit when I can. But safe travels. I hope you get there safe. Just know that you are loved. And you always got a home here in Texas. I didn't think I'd be saying that to you. You used to say that to me, but now it's reversed. And Eric, I want to come up and see the Snoop Room. Yeah, there's a special Snoop Room we're going to be celebrating in when I go up there, because Ohio is now legally, you could have the marijuanas. You could have the marijuanas in Ohio. Did you know that? Anybody here? There's nobody here because, yes, you can. You can have 3 or 6 plants, whatever the fuck it is, per person. I'm sure. Look. You're getting the biggest buckies. I just wanted to shout you guys out for thanking you for all that you've done. You've made my time in Texas a beautiful experience. The people I've connected with in Texas, you can't get anywhere else. And it's all different kinds of people that I have bonds with. And I want to thank you for getting me here to meet these people, to have relationships with these people, to get to know these people. Without your convincing me to move to Austin, you Joe Rogan'd me before Joe Rogan'd me. You were the original Joe Rogan. You were the one that said, come on down, this is the greatest fucking city ever. You weren't wrong. And sure as it has changed, but it has not gone in any direction worse than Cleveland. But you're not moving to Cleveland. You're just moving in the area. So that's a bonus for you. It's a beautiful home. I can't wait to come visit it. I love you guys. Remember that. I know you're listening. I know you're going to hear this episode. And maybe it'll be months from now. Maybe weeks, hours, whatever, after I put it out. Whenever you hear this episode and you get to this part, you can always rewind it back, rewind it back, rewind it back. I love you guys. I care for you guys. I would fucking kill. I would die. I would fucking take on a fucking army of motherfuckers for you guys. And that is, I am serious. I'm not kidding around here. I love you guys with all my heart. You are my best friends. You are really genuine love, and I appreciate that. Now go fuck yourselves. No, just kidding. They know I love them. We'll have Eric on whenever he comes to visit. We'll have him on. Well, of course, we agreed to do a podcast in the Snoop Room when I went up to visit, so we'll have that in the future sometime. Coming up. But you will be missed. Just know that. I know I keep going on about it, but look, man, it's a big deal for me. I love these people. And you know, to lose people, I didn't lose them. I mean, they didn't die or anything, thank God. It's still, you know, it is kind of like losing them, because I've been used to them being around for 10 years. Well, Kelly my whole life, but in Texas for 10, almost 11 years now. And they were, like I said, the part of it. They were the part. They were the missing piece that got me here. And look at me now. Look at me now. I'm the one holding the fucking Texas flag for the family now. I'm the one you have to come and visit. I'm the one that is not going to convince anybody up there to move here and join me. I barely talked my daughter into fucking doing it. And I think she might even fucking regret it. Look, Austin isn't for everybody. I get it. But if you're going to be miserable, you might as well be miserable here, because everywhere else is worse. Unless your friends and family and the comfort of people that you know is where it's at, and that's where you want to be, then fucking be there. Then obviously you don't love wherever you are, whether it be Austin or L.A. or Phoenix or St. Louis or New Orleans. If you're just moving there because of a certain thing and you're not really happy, get the fuck out. Or you're willing to move back, I mean, just go. If you're not happy, don't be where you're not happy. I'm not saying they weren't happy, but I'm just saying they'd be more happy with their kids and their families, the moms and the dad and this and that, siblings, nieces and nephews. I get it. So, bon voyage. Bon voyage. And little Landon, buddy, I know you're listening with your parents. Hopefully not. Who gives a shit if they let you listen to this, buddy? I love you, little man. Remember, don't be afraid of the ball. Keep your eyes on the ball and keep it trucking. I'm sure your parents will send me all the videos and shit from everything that you do with your sports and whatnots. I'm going to miss playing catch with you, little dude. Anytime I see you, you always ask me for a catch, and I'll fucking do it. All right, buddy? Love you. See, what's our time here? For some reason, I feel like I've been talking forever and ever and ever, and my hat keeps riding on me, and it's like I got a fucking yarmulke. Yeah, so sorry about that little a little sad segment right there, but, you know, those are my people, and if you, you know, everybody loves their people. But I have people, family, I have my Texas family now, and look, they've been around this long. They ain't going nowhere. If they go somewhere, then, you know, nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can fucking do about it. What else has been happening since I missed you? Oppenheimer got some Oscars. Everybody was shitting on the Oscars. Fuck Jimmy Kimmel. He's a fucking... This shit ain't funny. Joe Coy was funnier than he was. Oscars. I think Oppenheimer got the Oppenheimer. I've been trying to watch some of those out there. What did I watch off that list? Oppenheimer, of course. The Flowers of the Thingy Moon. The Full Moon. Got it. What else was there? Barbie, seen that one. Oh, Poor Things was amazing. Now, if you could just get through that, it's going to be weird. It's almost it's almost like an Edward Scissorhands type story if you just deal with it. You know, just deal with the weirdness at first, and then you start to get what's going on. Everybody's, some people kind of shit on it because it's too fucking weird. I'm like, you, it's like Edward Scissorhands. I don't understand. You just got to get through the weirdness and then you figure out what the story is and then you go, okay, yeah. But Emma Stone, oof. Great fucking performance. Great performance. Just an amazing job. Mark Ruffalo, amazing in this. William Dafoe. Fucking amazing. The whole cast fucking knocked it out of the park. And the weirdness of the movie, perfection. I love movies like this that's weird. Someone told me to watch The Lighthouse or some shit like that with William Dafoe and the Twilight Kid. So I'm going to go check that out sometime. They said it was weird like that. But I like those type of movies. I don't think I've seen anything else off of that. Oh, The Holdovers was great with Paul Giamatti. You know, Pig Vomit from fucking Private Parts. One of my favorite movies of all times. Sorry, I keep adjusting my head. Holdovers is great. I highly recommend that. That's definitely a great movie. A little slow, but that's fine. That's fine. Slow's fine sometimes. That's about it with that. I mean, I don't know what else I've been watching. What else have I been watching? Oh yeah, since my birthday I've been watching, I think I'm about to finish the whole series out. Workaholics, one of my favorite shows, comedies of all time. It's definitely in my top five. But I figured with all the partying I was doing around my birthday, I might as well, you know, watch some of the same relate in the same way, I guess. Yeah, that was about it in my absence. I mean, you guys, of course, go check out, we do have two episodes with Oreo and another episode with Scotch on YouTube if you want to watch the video. Of course, Spotify. I need everybody to go on Spotify. That's the moneymaker. So like, share, tell people about your experience here at the Unicorner. And if anybody out there, if you know anybody, if you know anybody that plays in a band, if you know anybody who's a comedian, an actor, or whatever they do, a teacher, a police officer, a... firefighter, a EMS person, a plumber, a carpenter, a garage door guy. I know garage door guy. I know all these people. But if you guys want to come on the show just for a kick it and hang, and or if you want to come on to promote something, if you're a comedian, DJ, if you're having an event, if you want to come on and promote your shit, feel free to come on anytime. Hit me up at splatchunicorner@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on the socials, splatchunicorner, splatchunicorner podcast on Instagram, splatchunicorner on Facebook. And if you live far away and you want to be on the show, I'm sure we can figure out how to do the Zoom, or we can figure out something. Just give us some time and we'll figure it out. And yeah, just let me know. We'll get her done. We'll get her done, bitches. Let's see. What else out there? I'm sorry. I am exhausted. I'm tired. My brain is shut down. I don't know why. Yeah, that's what's been happening since I've really talked to you guys since all the guests been on. Hoping to get more guests on in the future, and hopefully that little having people on gets other people want to come on. I know it's not the fucking fanciest setup. I know it's not the most professional podcast, but hey, look, Tom Green didn't have a fucking shit. Everybody's starting out, I don't even, if this is the way it is for the rest of my podcast, I'm cool with it, bro, because that doesn't mean shit. All this equipment and all this shit don't mean shit. It's you that I care about. It's my listeners, the people around me, my family, my friends, everybody that listens. Well, most of you don't, most of those people don't listen to this. So if you're family and you listen to this, God bless your soul. Friends, I love all two of you. And that's the truth. The T-R-U-F. The reason I'm like trying to figure out all the shit I did since I've had since my birthday. Because I don't think I've done a personal podcast like this one, an intimate one, for quite some time now. Or maybe I have, and I just didn't remember. I hope you guys have been having a good time in my absence, or not my absence, but we're not face to face. We're a non-guest. A little juice on my phone. Of course, Tokes and Jokes, before we get out of here, of course, I don't know what the time is, how much time we got here. Who gives a shit? I don't even know why I'm paying attention to time. That's what the thing is today. I've been off all day, maybe for like a week now. Maybe it's the time change. Maybe a happy spring, everybody. Maybe it's that. I don't know, but I just feel so off, right? And then I tried to fix something for a friend, and it didn't work out, and it just got to me for some reason. Like, it had no reason to get to me. Like, I don't know. It's like sometimes when I can't fucking figure something out, it really fucking sticks in my craw. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Oh, did we talk about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fighting soon, June or July? A lot of people are saying there was these rumors going out there going to wear headgear, 18-ounce gloves, and all this bullshit, blase, blase, blase. And that turns out it's not the case. And, of course, Jake Paul's got to get on the interwebs. I'm like, you guys are retarded. You're fucking blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. He tries so hard to be the villain that that you hate him for it. That's why I think I hate him. He tries too hard to be the villain. And then, of course, people calling out Mike Tyson saying he's faking these training videos and pouring water on himself. He never said he was sweating. And have you seen those videos? I'd like for you to go up against him and just sparring, sir. McLean or McClone or whatever the fuck your dumb, dumb fucking name is for saying that. My personal opinion, I think this is great. I do think if Mike Tyson loses this fight, I think it's probably going to be rigged, because if you look at both training videos, and of course they're all not going to show their cards, but you can just tell by the passion in the body movements. You know what I mean? The passion when Tyson's fucking training in these videos, he's still fucking murderous. And Jake Paul's going in there like a regular boxer. No, look, Jake Paul, you're doing fine and you're fighting all these nobodies and you're getting some clout and trying to fucking move up there. Every boxer has done it, so I'm not faulting you for that. What your mistake is, what you're going to make if this isn't rigged. All right. If this isn't rigged, Mike Tyson's going to beat your fucking ass. If it's rigged, Mike Tyson's just going to they're going to play it out till the end. It's going to be some stupid decision. That's going to be rigged. And if Mike Tyson gets knocked out, I'm calling bullshit. There's just no way for this to turn out without looking rigged unless Mike Tyson wins. If Mike Tyson wins, and I hope this isn't some bullshit and somebody, dive. I hope Mike Tyson don't dive. I hope he's one last fucking thing in him and he fucking beats the fucking shit. I am team fucking Mike Tyson since the beginning of his career. I am team motherfucking Mike Tyson till I die, motherfuckers. Die. Can't wait for this fight. This is the fight I want to see. I don't give a fuck how old Mike Tyson is, and if people want to say he's fighting an old man and blah, blah, blah. This ain't no ordinary old fucking man. This is a man that's been in shape this whole time. This is a man that's still boxing this whole time. There is nothing you can say about this man that would make me go, yeah, you're right. He's a little weak. I don't know if he can handle it. Mike Tyson at 60-year-old can do more damage than most of us at 20-year-olds, as 20-year-olds. So let's all shut the fuck up on that. Everybody's fucking ageist all of a sudden. So my money's on Mike, Big Iron Mike. So shut these fucking troll shit pieces of shit motherfuckers down, Michael. Do it for us. Do it for our generation. Do it for the pre-interwebs, YouTube's trolling generation. You gotta whoop their ass, bro. I'm not saying that to Mike Tyson ever again. You will kick my fucking ass. I'm so sorry, Mike.
It's okay, Splat. I forgive you, man. I forgive you for everything you said just now. Because I'm not an animal. I'm a human being like everybody else. This is the way I'm going to fight it. I know he thinks I'm an old man and shit, but that's not the way it's going to go, okay? This is me being real. I haven't fought this way in so long. It's day 6. Fuck him. Fuck this man. Fuck his children. Fuck him.
I hear you, Mike. I hear you.
It's sick. I'll train him like this my whole life. He don't even understand what kind of fucking man I am. You understand what I'm saying, Splat?
I get you, Michael. I get you. You're going to win this. I feel it.
I'm going to knock his ass out. I'm going to knock his ass out so hard his kids can't even cash that check. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you, Michael. I get you.
Just for the record, that was the worst Mike Tyson impression ever. I apologize for that.
Splat, you don't have to apologize, man. That's cool, man. I know you don't. I know you can't do my voice like that, can? Nobody can do my voice like I can.
You're right, Michael.
Oh, I'm going to get some hate mail for that impression.
Shut up, man. This shit ain't funny. This shit ain't funny, man.
As I keep doing it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, well. What the fuck are you going to do? What are you going to do, kids?
I think we're going to end this fucking episode because I think you guys are tired of hearing my shit already. You're like, get more guests on, you boring piece of shit. And I'm just like, okay, I'm trying. I'm trying. Since it was the Birthday Mafia birthday month, I'm going to play my birthday song to lead you guys out. Remember, Tokes and Jokes, movies and game nights on Wednesdays, Puffs and Paints on Saturdays, Blake Rules birthdays on Saturday at the Green Room, always open 4 to 10 or something like that during the week. Go up there, Mr. Nice Guys, check them out, the Green Room. Right next door, you just go through the little door and there you are in paradise, 420 Friendly Paradise. Happy birthday, Courtney, of course, from the Green Room. Shaq, Bubba Sparks, everybody else born on the 4th or March 6th. Everybody else, you know where to hit me up on the socials. Let me know what you think about these interviews. I can stop doing them or I can keep doing. Everybody give me your output or input or what. I like to know how I'm doing on these. If you guys enjoy them, I always can answer the questions at the bottom of the episodes on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. I prefer Spotify. Of course, Sarah the Witch. The Frequency Podcast, thefrequency.com shop. Go check her out every Thursday or Tuesday. I don't know when she drops her episodes, but go check that out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. And, of course, thefrequency.com, www.thefrequency.com. Such, got some new cool shit in. Go check it out. You'll love it. Spend a little cash. And then do the little dash. What else is there? Of course, Oreo, the comedian. Go check him out near you. He does tattoos, all that shit. Hit him up. Yeah. Everybody, Scotch Dawson on Facebook or whatever. You go back to that episode. Listen, all these guys' handles are out there. AG, I don't know where he's. He's the mysterious one. Whatever. All right, guys, stay high. Stay fly.
March 6th.
Peace and love and the holy smoke above. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks you for joining me on the Splash in the Corner podcast. I love you guys. Peace and love.
Here comes the birthday cake.
And the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches.
It was 1973 on March 6th, born. The motherfucking king was born. I couldn't come out natural, so they cut my mouth open to release that motherfucking animal. Spent my whole life as a radical, but it's no big thing. And the knee for the birthday cake. I said it's no big thing. And the knee for the birthday cake. Yeah. See, now it's March 6, 2023. You do the math, that's right, it's 15. But that's okay. We leave, we come, and we leave again. But before you leave, bend the knee, here comes the birthday cake. I said, bend the knee, here comes the birthday cake. Sit back, drink a drink, smoke a smoke, and let's get high. It's my birthday, bitches. I said, It's no big thing. Bend the knee for the birthday king. And a shout out to my birthday twins, Shaquille O'Neal and Courtney Ross, bitches. Birthday king. It's the birthday king. Peace and love in the holy smoke above. It's the birthday.